Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Shaney. May I please have Mr. Poe to locate an account?
I'm sorry. What are you looking for there?
May I have your zip code, please?
Zip code is 34202.
Thank you. And your name?
My name is David Ginsberg, G-I-N-S-B-E-R-G.
Spell that one more time for me.
I'm sorry?
Could you spell that one more time for me?
Sure. Ginsberg, G-I-N-S-B as in boy, E-R-G.
Okay, thank you. And can you verify your address, please?
6515 Moorings Point Circle, Unit 201 in Lakewood Ranch, Florida, 34202.
All right, thank you. I do have your account. Here's for the Wi-Fi booster that was ordered with us.
Yes.
How can I help you?
Well, I wasn't supposed to be charged for it, and I received the charge for that Wi-Fi booster.
You did receive a $49.97 charge. The reason for that charge, when you originally ordered the Wi-Fi booster, you did only pay shipping, which was $7.45. That was a welcoming offer to our factory direct online savings store. When you don't close the account within 24 to 48 hours of ordering, it does charge you the membership fee. And the membership...
There was nothing there that said you had to do anything other than fill out the form, answer the questions, choose an item. I chose the item, which was the Wi-Fi booster. I was told I was only paying the $7.45 for the shipping, and the item itself was to be zero. And now I find it on my charge card. So how does that happen?
I apologize about the misunderstanding. It was listed on the site at the bottom before you could process the order as far as regarding the membership. That membership, it does give you a $125 gift card to shop at our online gadget store where you can purchase similar items.
I didn't agree to any membership or anything else. Your item there said pick a free item at zero cost, just pay shipping.
Right, and it was just a welcoming offer to that membership program. But if you'd like, I can go ahead and get your account canceled. This will stop any future membership charges from being billed to you.
That's fine, but I want this taken off my statement.
Well, unfortunately, it's a valid charge, that $49.97. Again, it gets you that $125 gift card. The only thing that we can do is get your account closed. And if you don't mind, I'll place you on hold to speak with my supervisor to see what we can do about the charge. Okay. And I did go ahead and get the account canceled. Do you have a pen or pencil so I can provide you with a confirmation number?
Sure.
Just let me know when you're ready.
Go ahead.
258.
258?
Mm-hmm. 690-335.
Mm-hmm.
And also regarding the refund, unfortunately, again, that's going to be a valid charge. We can only do a 35% courtesy refund back to your account. It would be $17.49, and you will receive that in 3 to 5 business days.
No, that's not going to work, my dear. That's not going to work. You can go ahead and do that, but I'm going to protest the rest of it, too.
Okay. Well, give me just a moment. I'll get that taken care of for you.
I mean, it's a scam as far as I'm concerned when you do something like that. There is no fine print that you can find that you're going to not be charged for this item. It definitely is a switch.
And I appreciate you being patient with me, Mr. Ginsberg. I was just trying to see if I could speak with my supervisor again to see is there anything that we could do. Being that your account is already canceled, she did go ahead and add her discount and gave you a 50% refund, which is $24.99. That will be back in your account in 3 to 5 business days. You should receive an email confirmation of that refund in just a little bit.
All right. I'm still going to dispute the other thing, or I'll return the item because the item doesn't work anyway. It's a very cheap Chinese product that I should not have been charged for to begin with.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry about that. If you'd like, I can reship the product out for you free of charge, being that you're not satisfied with what you received.
When you say reship the item, what do you mean?
You said it wasn't working?
No, if you sent me another one, it's not going to make any difference. It's a cheap, unworkable type of a thing. It's so confusing, Chinese product to even put it online to make it work. But that's not my point. My whole point of calling was the fact that I was led to believe that this was a free item after filling out a survey, just pay shipping. If there's any fine print that says otherwise, that is not really a legal type of way of doing business, as far as I'm concerned. It's like a bait and switch kind of thing, which is improper.
Let me place you back on a brief hold, Mr. Ginsburg. Let me explain to my supervisor as far as the product not working for you and all that. Do you mind if I place you back on hold?
Not at all.
Thank you. I appreciate your patience again, Mr. Ginsburg. I re-explained the situation to my supervisor. I did get a full refund issued for your $49.97. You should see that back in your account within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, that sounds more like it. If you'd like the item returned, I'd be more than happy to do so.
No, so you don't have to worry about returning the products. Our warehouse doesn't have a return policy at this moment. That is just due to health and sanitary purposes. So you're welcome to keep or dispose of that item.
Okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate your patience and your kind service.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer service. Have a good day.
Thank you. Bye-bye. What was your name again, please?
My name is Shaney.
Shaney. Thank you much, Shaney.
You're welcome.